George Galloway. He is a broadcaster and author. He served in the UK Parliament from 1987 until 2010. And Mr. Galloway has been a strident campaigner against the US-UK wars on Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as a longtime critic of Israeli aggression against the Palestinian people. Last year, Mr. Galloway had been deemed inadmissible to Canada on the grounds that his support for an aid convoy to the Gaza Strip was interpreted as support for Hamas, listed as a terrorist group in Canada. And following a recent court judgment overturning the ban, Mr. Galloway is now allowed into Canada and is embarking on a 10-city cross-Canada tour, which arrives in Winnipeg Friday, November 26th. Welcome, Mr. Galloway.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
All right. First off, I say welcome back to Canada.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been a good start.
And how do you respond to this overturning of the ban?
Well, delighted. It was an altogether surreal experience to be described as a terrorist and a security threat by the government of a friendly fellow Commonwealth country. Friendly country, a democratic country. Mm-hmm. It was a positively surreal experience, which was extremely damaging. And I'm glad that the Honourable Judge proved what I had said all along, that Canada remains a country governed by laws rather than the whim of here today and gone tomorrow politicians. So I'm very glad to be back.
Has this the ban, did it affect your personal or professional life in the last year?
A very great deal. It may well have contributed to my first ever defeat in an election in May of this year. My opponents ruthlessly pressed the case that I was a terrorist, as officially defined by the government of friendly Canada, right, a country that most people continue to admire and love. So it was damaging from that point of view. It was threatening to my personal security because, of course, if I had been what Jason Kennedy and his office were telling people I was, then there are lots of people around who are ready to physically harm, if not eliminate, such a person. It forced me to take all manner of personal security precautions and changes to my life. And it interrupted my ability to travel freely and smoothly around the world. So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't get much more serious than being accused in the international media of being secretly a terrorist and a security risk. It doesn't get much more serious than that.
And do you expect any kind of compensation by the Canadian government now that they've overturned this?
I do, and my lawyers are working on that. But the good news for the Canadian taxpayer is any compensation I get, I'll be spending in Canada to help build the anti-war movement here.
That's a good idea. On this program, we were actually... our plan was to talk about the CPCCA, the Canadian Parliamentary Coalition to Combat Anti-Semitism, and that is spearheaded by your buddy Jason
yes.
Kenney. What is your view on the mandate of this group? They say that they're set up to combat a growing anti-Semitism, but there's lots of critics who feel that this is just a mask to make it essentially a hate crime to criticize Israeli policies, and this is something, I guess, that you've been a victim of, someone who criticized Israeli policies and really felt the wrath of...
Yes. Well, it's all very mysterious. That's the first point. The Canadian taxpayer paid a pretty penny for this conference, even though they were entirely locked out of it. No media were permitted in it. We have no proper record of who was there. The attendance list even has not been published, despite the taxpayer funding the whole thing. And it's all very mysterious what it's all about and when we'll see its impact in Canadian public life. But it would be a fair inference that its impact is going to be malign and that the current assault on free expression on this issue in Canada is going to be intensified as a result of these protocols. I don't think that these kind of secret conclaves coming up with until now secret protocols is going to do anything to combat any anti-Semitism in Canada. As a matter of fact, it's quite likely to generate greater feelings of enmity, which of course I would deplore. Anti-Semitism exists. It is a racist phenomena that has long existed in Christian countries for many, many centuries. Like all forms of racism, it must be combated, and combated in the correct way, which successfully, hopefully, one day extinguishes it. But the answer to anti-Semitism is not to stop beating up the Jews, start beating up the Muslims instead. The answer is to conduct oneself in an unrelenting campaign against all forms of racism, bigotry, and hatred. And that's what I have done all of my life. Insofar as I've seen anything from this secret conclave, it attempts something unique in the world, to make Israel the collective Jew. And this itself is a racist and therefore anti-Semitic idea. Israel is not the collective Jew. There is no collective Jew. There are huge numbers of Jews who don't want anything to do with Israel, either from religious or secular progressive standpoints. The population of Israel is not Jewish. There are at least 25% of the population of Israel which is not Jewish. And no one has the right to collectivize them as Jewish, to do what Lieberman is demanding they do themselves, to sign an oath effectively liquidating their place in the state as first-class citizens. And of course there are well over 2.5 million, in fact, getting on for 3 million Palestinian Christians and Muslims living under illegal occupation within the de facto borders of Israel today. And they too cannot be collectivized as Jews by the whim of a secret conclave in Ottawa. So I think it's all rather disturbing. But it raises, I think, the what we used to call the $64,000 question, which is, why is Canada doing this? Why has Canada become this monomaniacal supporter of the most extreme forms of support for Israel? Why has Canada allowed itself to become effectively an embassy for Netanyahu in the world? It's certainly not in Canada's interest. I don't believe that it's in the interests of the Jews of the world, and I don't even believe it's in the interests of the State of Israel. And it goes without saying, it's certainly not in the interests of the region as a whole and peace in the world.
You are coming here and other cities in Canada. What do you plan to focus on when you speak here?
Well, the title of the tour is Free Afghanistan, Free Palestine, Free Speech. And I usually take these issues in the other order, in the reverse order, and that's what I'll be doing. But of course, anyone who comes along who's got a question for me, insofar as the time allows, I'd be more than happy to dilate on any of these subjects or subjects which are associated with them in the public mind.
What do you suggest is Canada's role in Afghanistan now the Harper government has announced troops will just be staying as trainers until 2014?
Well, I'm just wondering when the people of Canada are going to ask how come these Afghans need so much training. That's 10 years of training with no noticeable improvement in theater. No one's training these Taliban, and they seem to be doing remarkably well. So I'm wondering just how long you're going to keep on using your tax dollars and risk the blood of your sons in order to train, in quotes, the armed forces of a corrupt and discredited administration of Hamid Karzai. Second, I don't think you should fool yourself that the Afghans resisting foreign occupation regard these soldiers as only trainers. In fact, any foreigner who's participating in the occupation of Afghanistan is, in fact, in a very life-threatening, endangered situation. And I pray that you don't add to the very considerable death toll amongst Canadian soldiers that you already have, because I don't believe that Hamid Karzai's administration is worth another drop of Canadian blood, or anyone else's blood for that matter. So I think it's a very serious mistake. Again, it's done for political reasons, to continue to provide cover for the war so as not to add to the run on the credibility bank which is already underway in the world about this war. And I very much hope Canada doesn't pay further price for this.
George Galloway, thanks so much for doing this interview. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we...
No, that's great. Look forward to seeing you on the 26th, is it?
All right, thanks so much for doing this interview.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to People of Interest here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
George Galloway, author, broadcaster, and former member of the UK Parliament, is coming to Winnipeg. He's on a 10-city cross-Canada tour speaking out against NATO's involvement in Afghanistan, Israeli policies in Palestine, and attempts by the Conservative government to bar him from Canada. Come hear George Galloway this Friday, November 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Broadway Disciples United Church at 396 Broadway Avenue. Regular admission is $10, $5 for students, youth, and seniors. The unwaged can pay what they can. For more information, visit peacealliancewinnipeg.ca or phone 586-6057. This event is sponsored in part by CKUW 95.9 FM.